Blog Talk Radio.
With Lennis. I finally let that play all the way through because a couple of people emailed me and they wanted to hear the whole song. They liked, you know, they liked the intro. So I said, sure, I'll do that on one show. So today was that show. I hope you ladies were listening and gentlemen. Okay, well, anyway, welcome to In the Studio with Lennis. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. On the Essence of Success Radio Network. Today our hot topic is going to be about these miracle weight loss programs or drugs. We will be discussing that a little bit later. The chat room is open. Our moderator, Nina, manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, is in the chat room to assist you. So if you have questions, ideas, or whatever while the show is going on, please go into the chat room. Now, you are also welcome to call in. You don't have to talk. You can just call in and listen to the show. Okay, so with that, of course, you know we always begin with what entertainment news. We got to find out what's going on in the entertainment world. Do we care? Yeah, we do a little bit. Come on. Well, you know, the what everybody's been talking about right now is actor-comedian Tracy Morgan. From his vehicle accident, you know, the truck that hit him. So Tracy Morgan is going to be hospitalized for quite a while, y'all, after surviving such a bad car accident. Morgan suffered a broken nose, ribs, legs, and femur bone. The limo crash killed Morgan's manager and best friend. A truck driver, Kevin Roper, has been charged in the accident that killed Morgan's best friend and fellow comedian James McNair. Sources say the truck driver may have been sleep-deprived, having not slept for 24 hours. Bless his heart. Truck driver Roper denies his claim, saying it was an accident, plain and simple, and he is sorry about what happened. While Morgan recovers from his injuries, he is also dealing with family drama. Morgan has been estranged from his mother, Alicia Warden, for years. At one point, Morgan didn't speak to his mother for 11 years. Warden claims she has been shut out. She says no one called her about her son and that she had to hear about the accident on TV. Warden was only allowed in Morgan's room when a pastor was present. You know, there's a backstory to that, huh? Interesting. Well, Tracy, our prayers go out to you, and I'm glad that you're recovering, and I hope you continue to do better as time goes along. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. may be getting out soon. The ex-congressman received a 30-month sentence for misuse of campaign funds. His good behavior and compliance with his in-jail treatment may lead Jackson to be released early and serve out the remainder of his sentence in a halfway house. Jackson's wife, Sandy, received 12 months for signing a false joint tax return. She stated she's slated to begin her sentence after Jesse Jr. is released. The judge staggered their sentences so one parent is always with their children. The Jacksons have two children, ages 9 and 13. Well, I'm glad that the judge worked that out. A lot of people are not that lucky at all. The kids end up in foster care or something, or maybe to the next available relative. So, anyway, I'm sure you've learned your lesson, Jesse, and your wife. Y'all won't do that no more, huh? Well, Halle Berry, here's another star, has to pay her ex. Halle Berry has to pay up to her ex. A judge has ordered Berry to pay her baby daddy, model Gabriel Aubrey, $16,000 a month in child support. Now, mind you, y'all, you know that she has her daughter. That's right, nearly $200,000 a year for their six-year-old daughter, Nala. Berry also has to cover Aubrey's $300,000 attorney fees and pay him $115,000 in retroactive support. Berry is now married to actor Olivier Martinez, and they have a son, Maceo. Last Thanksgiving, if y'all remember this, Martinez and Aubrey got into a fisticuffs there that sent Aubrey to the hospital. And better news for the Oscar winner, her new TV drama comes out in July. Halle will star in Extant, E-X-T-A-N-T, a sci-fi series produced by Steven Spielberg. Extant premieres July 9th on CBS, y'all, and that's next month. Well, let's see what else. Well, for you fans that like to watch Reverend Run on VH1, I believe, Reverend Run is back with a new reality show on the Cooking Channel, excuse me, but it used to be on VH1. Reverend Run Sundays airs Sunday at 10 p.m. Do you think that was enough Sundays? Sundays at air Sunday p.m. Good Lord. Okay, congrats to singer Kelly Rowland. She and her new husband, Tim Witherspoon, are expecting their first child. Witherspoon is also Roland's manager. Okay. Let's see what else we have. Well, we talked about R. Kelly's daughter last week. Rapper and actor filmmaker Ice Cube will see his life and his rap group on the big screen through his son. O'Shea Jackson Jr. will be playing his dad in the movie Straight Outta Compton. It's a biopic on the group that put gangster rap on the map, N.W.A. Well, I guess that ought to be interesting. Tamar Braxton is the cover girl for Upscale magazine. I tell you, y'all, when you see it, she looks like a white woman. She don't look like a sister. But anyway, talk about fading from black. Anyway, Lil' Kim is now a mommy. The rapper gave birth to a baby girl she named Royal Rain. Yes, she is named Royal Rain right next to Northwest. K Kanye West and Kardashians, baby. Master P has lost custody of his children. Master P, born Percy Miller, and his estranged wife have four children under the ages of 9, 13, 14, and 17. Master P had been battling in and out of court with his wife, and he lost custody of his kids because he failed to show up to a court hearing. Happens every time. Master P's ex-wife, Sonya Miller, says the rapper actor left her with nothing, and she now has to live on food stamps. A court ordered Master P to give his estranged wife $75,000. The Millers also have an older son, 24-year-old actor-rapper Romeo. Romeo has come to his dad's defense, claiming his mother has addiction problems, and she has been separated from his dad for many years. Okay. Well, supermodel Tyra Banks is coming back to TV in a new talk show slated for next year. Banks is partnering with ABC Disney on a daytime talker that will focus on beauty and entertainment. Banks will be leading a team of lifestyle experts as they tackle an array of subjects, including beauty, home entertaining, and empowerment. Now, there you got me. The show will also feature celebrities, experts, and internet personalities. I better be on your show, Tyra. Well, if you got to watch, Taye Diggs is in a new show called Murder in the First, and it was on last night if y'all got a chance to watch it. It's an interesting show. Anyway, actor Taye Diggs has returned to TV in the TNT drama Murder in the First. Nicole Ari Parker also stars. The show airs, Monday nights, listen to me last night, Monday nights at 10 p.m. on TNT. And just premiered to strong ratings, Diggs also is opening up about his split from Broadway actress Idina Menzel. He mentioned how fans lost it when they heard the acting super couple were headed to divorce after 10 years together. Diggs says he and Menzel were always seen as a couple who defied the odds. They met while they were both in the Broadway hit Rent, and they dived ahead of all the drama that people usually bring interracial couples. Oh, so sad. Well, I hope for the both of you that you have a peaceful divorce. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, actress model Yaya DaCosta will be playing Whitney Houston in the Lifetime biopic about the late singer's life. Angela Bassett, Houston's Waiting to Exhale co-star, is directing the movie, which will focus on the years Whitney was with then-husband Bobby Brown. No word on who will play Bobby Brown. The TV movie is set to debut next year. DaCosta is a former runner-up from the reality series America's Next Top Model, and she played the militant girlfriend in the Lee Daniels blockbuster, The Butler. Okay. Well, let's see what else. I think we've covered most of the news. Oh, the Johnsons are gracing the latest issue of Ebony magazine, Cookie and Magic. Talk about the trials, tribulation, and triumphs they faced during their 23 years of marriage. Well, God bless both of you. Hey. Very good. Happy. And one more thing. The ladies and men of Think Like a Man, too, are part of a dual cover issue of Essence magazine. Gabriel Union, Regina Hall, Megan Good, Taraji P. Henson, and Lala Anthony look amazing. The ladies are a riot in the sequel to the movie based on comedian Steve Harvey's best-selling book, Think Like a Man. 2 opens in theaters June 20th, which is, what, Friday? Yeah, this coming Friday, y'all. Let's see. The men of the movie is Michael Ealy, Terrence J., Kevin Hart, Romani Malco, and producer Will Packer are on the second cover of Essence. The magazine has been criticized for leaving the white male actors, comedian Gary Owens, and Jerry Ferreira off the cover. Ew. Essence, you better get it together. But anyway, that's all I have for entertainment news. So with that, we're going to take a little break, and when I come back, we're going to do the sports report, and then we're also going to do news of the weird, and then we're going to talk, discuss about this miracle health products that they got out now. How good are they, and do they really work, huh? Okay, see you in about 2 and 2, okay, folks? Thank you for joining us in the studio with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus. I'm so glad that you're here. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there moderating. So if you want to go to the chat room, please feel more than welcome. Or if you just want to call in and participate or not, and just listen online. Okay, so we've already done entertainment news. We're going to do a little bit of news of the weird, and then we're going to go to the sport. Okay, so in news of the weird, this is a police report. Dan Greening, working on a contract with the city of Santa Barbara, California, was busy at work one February day installing signs. You know what? Seems like to me, Nina, didn't Shab read this last week? I don't know. Anyway, Dan Greening, working on a contract with the city of Santa Barbara, California, was busy at work one February day installing signs on street lamps warning that only 75-minute parking was permitted. On one block, three signs were called for, but the last one required Greening to drill into concrete, insert screws, and wait for the concrete to dry, which apparently took more than 75 minutes, and a passing police officer ticketed his truck. Greeting's first appeal of the citation was denied, but a second appeal was still pending at press time. Oh, well. Under least competent criminals, the 911 call at 1:50 a.m. on May 29th came from a man who said he was lost on Dean Steele Road near Polk City, Florida, and being chased by wild hogs. A sheriff's deputy fairly easily rescued Andrew Joffe, 24, but discovered that Joffe had an active arrest warrant, A, and B, was in possession of a GPS device that he admitted stealing from a car that evening. The Polk County Sheriff told reporters that it was unusual for absconding a thief with a warrant to bring himself to deputies' attention like that, but acknowledged it with a wink that it does get pretty dark out on Dean Steele Road. I tell you, can't they be stupid? Okay, here's your government in action. Susan Copper, 47, was promoted by the City of Boston in January to a job paying $38,800 in the Inspectional Service Department, even though a month earlier she had been arrested for a bank robbery, y'all. In fact, police said it was her second robbery of the same Santander Bank in nearby Quincy. Apparently, the city's human resources office does not monitor mugshots on MassachusettsMostWanted.com. But in April, the city finally secured Copner's resignation. Oh, God, that is too funny. Well, that's it for News of the Weird. Them folks are crazy. Let's go to sports, okay? Now, for all you folks on the soccer team watching World Cup soccer, final tally for Australia and, what was it, Australia and Netherlands, I think. Anyway, Australia lost 2-3. I think it's the Netherlands that won. And then the next game was Spain and Chile. Spain 0, Chile 2. Chile won that game. The next one is Cameroon and Croatia. Cameroon 0 and Croatia 4. All right, so again, the scores are Australia 2, Netherlands 3, they won. Next one, Spain 0, Chile 2, they won. Cameroon 0, Croatia 4, they won. Okay. So you know about that. Now, let's see what's going in the MLB in baseball. Okay, at the top of the eighth in Major League Baseball, it is Houston 5, Washington 6. Middle of the third is Milwaukee 0 and ARI 2. I'm sorry, I don't know what that one is. Bottom of the first is Colorado and Los Angeles Dodgers, 0-0. And for us and the Mariners, it's top of the first, so the game just started at 7 o'clock. And in Seattle, 0, and San Diego, 0. Okay, now the finals for tonight is Philadelphia over Atlanta, 10-5. Chicago over Miami, 6-1. Kansas City over Detroit, 2-1. Baltimore over Tampa Bay, 2-0. Boston over Minnesota, 2-1. New York Mets beat out the Steelers, 3-2. San Francisco lost to Chicago, 7-6. Oakland beat out Texas, 4-2. And New York Yankees beat Toronto, 7-3. Wow, that was pretty interesting. Okay, and for some reason, I don't know why right now, but the game with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, it's Cincinnati 9 and Pittsburgh 2, it's delayed right now. So I don't know why. And Cleveland and LAA, whoever that team is, has been postponed. So, okay. Let's see, and we don't have any, do I have any NBA scores? Yeah, I do. San Antonio wins 4-1. Well, it looks like that's it. Is the championship, maybe it's over with, huh? I don't know. Yeah, it is over. San Antonio won the NBA championship. Okay, I just saw that. Sorry, y'all. I didn't keep up with the NBA. I got to start keeping up with the NFL, though. So congratulations to San Antonio for winning the NBA championship this year. You guys went out in style. Miami's going to have to do better. Okay, so thank you. And let's see, what else is going on? No NASCAR. Hockey season is over with, I think. Yeah, because the LA Kings won the championship. So anyway, I was trying to see if I could find anything more on the World Cup teams that are coming up, but I don't see any data, right away that's telling me, like, who's coming up to play. So anyway, all right, well, those are your sports scores. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Okay, we're going to take another quick little break for about 2 minutes, and then we're going to start our hot topics. Okay, see you in 2 and 2, real quick.
1, 2, ready, go. 1, 2, ready, go.
Play to let your body flow. check the shadow, don't bust shots, your butt slip up.
Combining in a fabulous get the risk, waiting on whining, champion and guiding. Hear the people screaming, clapping, just mellowing. Fiancé and the brown man chilling. Let's get funky, all right, to the rhythm. Bounce to the beat, Fiancé is just hitting. Ladies, let your body just blow, not stopping.
All right, and we are back in the studio with Lennis on this Wednesday evening on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, the moderator, is in there right now, so if you have any questions or anything you want to add to the hot topic today, please feel free to go in there and ask her. Otherwise, you can call in, listen to the show, or make a comment. So, now our hot topic, as I said, is about miracle weight loss claims, and why I'm doing this show, because Dr. Oz got in trouble this week, and he had to go before the Senate committee. And he's one, you know, that's on the shows, Dr. Oz, I think, every day on ABC talking about different medical things to help you. Well, anyway, let me just read a little bit, and then I'll go into what I've, not only about him, but the miracle weight loss stuff. Television popular physician Dr. Oz was harshly criticized by a skeptical Senate panel today over his claims that certain weight loss products can be miracles and lightning in a bottle, forcing Oz to defend himself as a cheerleader for people trying to lose weight. Oz appeared before the Senate Committee, Science and Transportation Committee, that was looking into a crisis in consumer protection, and he quickly became a target. Some of the claims Oz has made on his television show and the products he has touted have come under scrutiny. Before and today, committee chairwoman Senator Claire Mescal asked Oz, why, when you have this amazing megaphone and this amazing ability to communicate, why would you cheapen your show by saying things like that? Oz has called products like green coffee bean extract, a substance derived from coffee and sold as a weight loss drug, miracle in a bottle. And today he defended that use, comparing it to changes in the medical field and even the use of prayer. Mm-hmm. When you call a product a miracle and it's something you can buy and it's something that gives people false hope, I just don't know why you need to go there, she said. Why would you say something is a miracle in a bottle? The senator said, you know, we could spend a lot of time arguing the merits of whether green coffee bean extract is worth trying or not worth trying. Many of the things we argue that you do with regard to your diet are likewise criticizable. It is remarkably complex, as you know, this is from Senator McCaskill, to figure out the works for most people, even in a dietary program. Senator McCaskill snapped, and you don't have to buy a prayer, who has taken the social media to tout her own personal weight loss victories thanks to diet, and exercise. Oz defended his statements on his show, saying he does not doubt the benefits. I actually do personally believe in the items I talked about in the show. I passionately study them. I recognize that oftentimes they don't have the scientific muster to present as fact, but nevertheless, I give my audience the advice I give my family all the time. I give my family these products, specifically the ones you mentioned. I'm comfortable with that part, he said. Well, what happened is that some companies out there, and we all know this happens, I mean, it's happened to Oprah, a bunch of people, have used Oz's likeness when promoting their products, something Oz said he has never agreed to. He also said that he never appears in commercials for products and doesn't tell his viewers to explicitly buy certain products. Well, maybe not explicitly, but you're telling them, Dr. Oz, that if this is a miracle drug, then yeah, why wouldn't you buy it? You're telling them it's a miracle in the bottle. Let's see. Oh, yeah. What's come to my attention? This is what I said. Come to my attention is that there's actually an inherent use of content from my show by these fraudsters. So, in fact, unwittingly, I've been helping them by using flowery language. When his words are taken out of context, it's used as a weapon against the people who trust me, said. He said he is definitely going to be more careful to avoid having his words appear in unsanctioned ads. So, now, I'm going to go back to talking about these miracle weight loss diet. Yeah, they had the green pill, and then I wanted to say with the green tea, because I even tried that for a while. Yeah, that green tea, it was okay, but it wasn't nothing to write home about that I could see as far as losing weight. Then there was another one, some plant over in Africa that was supposed to really be able to do this and that. I can't think. Did you ever hear of it, Nina?
Yeah, it started with an M. I think it was Morango or something like that tree. Yeah, that doesn't work either. I tried that.
Okay, now I got it. The one that I was looking for was the Garcinia. You know, that's
okay,
the one.
Okay, well, there was Yeah. There was another one from Africa, and it started with an M, and it's supposed to do all kinds of miracle things, too. Most of these things are just take your money and run things. I don't think you know this, Lennis, but Melody and I are moderators and administrators of a weight loss site. We've been doing this for several years now. So, of course, through all the people that we have come into contact with, they've tried just about everything there is, plus all the people I know in my life. Most of it doesn't. It may work for a short period of time, and you may lose the weight. But when you go back to eating normal, the weight comes back on. So, like everything else, everything's got to be done in moderation. Like the food guide is there for a reason. It's got all the good food that you need in it. That and exercise. And, yeah, it's going to take a while because the weight isn't going to come off easily, but you didn't put it on that quickly either. So it's all going to take time. I don't think there is anything that's a miracle. The surgeries and stuff that you can have, yes, they work, but only there again if you stick to it. Like you've got to stay high protein. It's got to be high protein, low fat, blah, 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 blah. Then you have all kinds of problems with your stomach because of gases. And so you got to stay away from certain vegetables, which you probably love, and you can't have them now because of this ban. Then there again,
sugars.
It's not foolproof because if you start eating normal, the weight comes back on again. Plus, mm-hmm. It's dangerous.
Yes, it is. I was just going to say because one of Shab's girlfriends, she's had it done twice. And the friends are just pissed with her. They were pissed with her the first time because they're young. They're in their 30s. Get out and exercise. Go walking. Go to the gym. Why are you doing it? So anyway, she blew back up. And she wanted to have more surgery to take fat out on her side. And Shab says she has the most horrible scar across her back, on her back sides or on the sides going further back, where the doctor said that's it. They can't pull anymore. They can't do anymore. She's got to lose the weight and stick to the program. But she went in for the stomach thing. That's when it started with that. And I think the stomach... And I know it's good for that purpose, for people that are maybe obese and they need to lose the weight for health reasons, maybe heart or high blood pressure or diabetes. And so for them, it's really, I think it's helpful because you have to change in your mind above all. It has to start with your brain first you're going to change your eating habits.
And you do, but eating and food is a drug, just like anything else, only this one's legal, and you have to eat to survive. And there's a lot of emotions connected with eating, too, like, you know, you eat because you're sad, you eat because you're happy, you celebrate with food. You know, the list goes on and on. It's not easy for anybody that's overweight. Believe me, I know. I'm there. It's not easy. I was always a very tiny person up until good old menopause hit. And then my body chemistry went all out of whack. And I have some weight to lose. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a constant struggle for me. But I do eat healthy and I do exercise. So, you know, I have no other health issues. Just
right on.
I'm just overweight. You know, my blood pressure's fine. My cholesterol's fine. All of that stuff. But, you know, there is no miracle to weight loss.
No, it's not. Thank you. That's what I want to talk. There is no miracle. And the prayer thing, too. Well, sure, you can pray for assistance to help within your mind and spirit, you know, to change. But all in all, it's two basic things: what you're eating, your portions, and exercise. I would say portions. I even used to tell people, get a kid's plate. Don't get a grown-up plate to make your plates. You know, when it's time for dinner, get a kid's plate.
Yep.
You've already cut down half of what you would have ate in your normal plate size of food. So now you're eating the same thing that everybody else is eating, only you're eating a kid's plate size. You know, and get out. Oh, my God. You got to exercise. I don't care if it's just walking. Walking is very good. Treadmills, I've been there and done that and had them. But even just to get out and walk around your neighborhood or, as Lydia said, you know, smell the flowers. Look at the kids playing. Just get out. It does a body good. Like I said, if there's nothing but just walking, you know, and if you're not able to walk, heck, sit in your chair outside and move those toes and your feet or move your hands and your arms. You're still getting your muscles working and your blood circulating, and you're feeling good to boot. Believe it or not, even a little bit of exercise helps than none at all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's so many, 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 many things out there. Like, I really think that you know, joining a group to lose weight is probably a good thing. You know, you get the added support from other people. That's why, you know, I think Weight Watchers is wonderful. They do not say you can't eat this, you can't eat that. You know, all foods are available, which they all should be, because when you start depriving yourself of certain things, that's when you're going to start craving and that's when you're going to buckle.
Yeah.
So, you know, join Weight Watchers, join TOPS. Join something, but don't look for a quick cure, because weight loss is going to take time. It probably took you years to gain the weight that you've got on you right now. There's no miracle for this.
No, no. And you want to lose enough weight just, you know, to be comfortable. I tell people, don't try and look like you're in your 20s or your 30s. Just lose the weight that you know that is comfortable for you and your body, that you're happy with you. I'll put it like that, that you're happy with you.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the health portion is very important. You know what? We've got a call on hold. Excuse me. Let me answer this call right quick. Caller, you're on the air in the studio with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, I'm just listening.
It's all right. Okay, thank you. All right, but anyway, so, well, getting back to, as Nina was saying, you know, you got to eat right, y'all. I've taken several different diet products through the years, and they're only a temporary fix. Because like she said, some days you might want salt. Maybe your body's craving salt or you feel like you want a piece of candy because maybe your sugar is low, your body. I think sometimes when we're craving, it's because our body is missing that personal element. But even so, you got to be careful and do that in moderation. I tell you, I'm a chocolate fan from way back. Hello, somebody. But when I have my chocolate binges, it's like, I want chocolate. It's like I'm an addict or something. I want chocolate. I want it now. And I've even bought chocolate pies. I'll admit this on air. And one sitting, ate the whole darn pie. I know, picky cake. But
That's how I am when it comes to chocolate. Now, after, you know, one day, 2 days, top, I'm done. I may not get that urge again for 6 months. Well, I know for some people it's not like that. It's like, hey, I'd like to have chocolate every day. You know, but I'm one of those binge people. If I want something a lot, I'll go for it. I can go through a spill. I want shrimps, and I'll eat shrimps, crabs, whatever, for 5 days. And then after that, like, I'm so done with seafood. And I'm a seafood addict. I'd rather eat seafood than chicken or steak or any of that stuff. But I shouldn't say it like that, but I just love fish. But anyway, yeah. So, and I just, as I was going to say, I just find it's better if you can eat. When you have your binges, just do it in moderation. I'll put it like that. Because I just believe your body calls out for certain things, and that's why you want it right then. Maybe for me, maybe it's not whatever that's in chocolate enough in my body that I crave that urge. So when I was young, I could chalk it up to it was time for my menstrual period.
Yeah.
But at my age now, I can't say that. You just like
Well, you can say it. It doesn't mean it works, but you could say it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Ah, yeah. Excuse me. So all the weight loss products, as Nita and I have been saying, folks, just push yourself back from the table or either eat smaller portions. Like I said, either go for a walk, something that gives you exercise and moves your body. And I don't mean just cleaning the house. I mean, that can be a hell of exercise too, believe me. But, I mean, something that gets you out in the air to the fresh air so you feel good when you're doing it. And if possible, maybe find a partner to go with you, maybe for a walk in the evening. That's nice, or after work. Or maybe a partner to go with you if you go to the gym. They've got all kind of 24-hour fitness, L.A. fitness, I don't know, all kind of gyms. Some people like going to
curves.
Gyms. So. Curves.
They have curves for women, which is awesome for the support that women need. And also, you know, like I was saying earlier, overeating isn't always just overeating. There's a lot of emotions that are wrapped up in eating and overeating and indulging. So join a club. Go online, find a weight loss site online. Join them. Talk to them when you're feeling down and you feel like you've got to binge on food all the time. Just being able to talk about this freely with anybody will help you. I know it sure helps me. So,
yeah,
you know, get in touch with your feelings. Figure out why you want to eat. That's another thing, too, because you've got to, there's usually some emotion in there with it. Oh, yeah, we all have our cravings, and I'm not going to deny that. But there's usually, if this is a constant thing, there's some emotions built up in there. And maybe you need to deal with them. Maybe you need to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Maybe you just need to see your doctor. Maybe everything's out of whack chemically in your body. Find out first what's going on with you physically and go from there. Get the help you need because it's not easy. I know the medical system is there for everything else, but weight loss is not one of the things that they prioritize. And you know what? It's an epidemic. It is an illness, and it is an illness, and I think people need the extra help, and our medical community needs to pay a little bit more attention when people are crying out and overweight and need the help.
Yeah, I agree. They should, and you're so correct. It is a very low priority. Yeah.
It is, and sure. I even find that with my doctor, and she is awesome with me. Like, she'll sit and talk to me about anything. And I have told her, like, I'm frustrated as heck because I can't get rid of the weight. And I have, like I said, I eat healthy. I exercise at least an hour every day, if not more. Well, running around with the kids, obviously more. But and I can't, you know, it just won't go away. And she has run all the medical tests. Well, I think there's probably a couple that she hasn't figured out yet. But whatever, she basically, it's okay, you don't, your blood pressure's fine, your cholesterol's fine, so she's not worried about it. But I am. So listen to me when I talk to you about this. I am. And make your doctors listen to you.
Yeah.
If you're not happy with the way you are, make your doctor listen to you. I know I'm going to tune mine in when I see her next.
Oh, you're so right. You are so right. You know, I learned that through Brenda. Well, in fact, I shouldn't just say through Brenda. She helped. She was a catalyst. That's what I'll say. She was a catalyst for me to speak to my doctor about, you know, when I was going through all that pain with my arm. And
yep.
I can see the difference when you go to them and you tell them, you know, not only are you frustrated, but, you know, I came to you, I need help. You know, like you said, some people, there's some mental anguish there that's causing you to overeat. If you don't normally, if that's not normally you, and you're doing this all the time, please get help. Talk to somebody. We want
you
here.
Yeah, talk to anybody. Yeah. Talk to, like I said, find a weight loss group online. There's several out there. I know we've just changed sites, so I couldn't even give you the web address because, yeah, I just, it just pops up on my computer. So, but anyways, we've just changed sites, but I know if you just go and do a search for weight loss sites online, you're bound to find somebody. A lot of us girls have been together for years, and I mean years. That's where I first met Lydia and Brenda.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this, I've known both of them over 10 years already.
Oh,
and
wow.
And some of us
okay.
go. Yeah. So, you know, get online, get to know the people, stick around. And just get to know them, and they will help you because most of these sites are set up that they are very private, members only. Nobody else can see what you're typing or what you're saying. That way you can talk. If you need to talk about somebody in your life that you can't talk about anywhere else, you can talk about them there. If that's who's bothering you and what's, you know, really upsetting your life, you can talk about people then. And know it's going to be private and it's safe.
Amen to that. All right.
You never expected this on your weight loss show, did you?
No, you're giving out some very vital and profound information. I'm loving this. I'm loving it. Because I didn't even know that there were sites on the website able to assist people with weight problems. So, geez, that's good. That is really good. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, this our initial site was started by Rosie O'Donnell, if you can believe it, way back when. And it was called the Chub Club back then. And Rosie up and left us. And one of the ladies on the site, her husband was a computer nut, and he helped us set up our other site. And then from there, they kind of left us because they were having issues at work and stuff. So that's when Melody and I took over, and Mel found us another site. And we've been doing this for quite a while now.
All right. Well, you're doing a good job. I'm sure of that. Well, young lady, I think we should give the week's wrap-up of shows before we go. What you think?
yeah, that would probably be a really good idea.
Well, folks, tomorrow on Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda at 6 p.m., and her show is about,
It's The Professional.
Oh, yes, The Professional. Yes. That's a good movie. Go ahead.
It's that one is about a hitman and a little
a
girl
young
befriends
girl.
Him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that young girl is, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
So that's what Brenda's show is about tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. That is at 7?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. my time.
Yes.
And that brings us... Yeah, my time, Mountain Standard. Okay, then that brings us to Friday and Lennis's Traffic Jams.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
You know what? I was going to do blues, and I went shopping for music today. And so I'm going to do something else. I'll announce it tomorrow, but I went shopping today. I'm going to have to order a blues tape. I tell you, Nina, the music stores didn't have that, like a lot of blues artists, but not collaborations. And so that's
Let us maybe I can get my girlfriend is a big, big blues fan. And she has got so many recordings, it's not even funny. Maybe I can get her to make you up a tape.
Would you tell her I'll pay her? I'll pay her for it. I will pay her for it, yeah.
Okay, I will get her to do that because she is, like I said, she's a big blues fan. I mean, a big, big blues fan. They have a blues fest in the town that she lives in, which is only like 5 minutes from my house, this weekend, which she is going to. And she's always been part of the blues fest here in Edmonton as well. So, yes, I will see what she can do for you.
Yay! Okay, thank you, Nina. And then Saturday is Time to Love with Lydia at 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And I know it's about marriage. What is it? It's something about marriage.
It's love and marriage. What's happening is it's going to be a live show. She's going to do the show just outside of the church that her nephew is getting married in. So this show is going to be about love and marriage.
Oh, that's a pretty good thing. I love that. Okay, and then we come to Sunday, Psychic Readings with Linus at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And, folks, I'm reminding you, every ninth caller gets a free reading. That's a $60 value for free. So let your friends and family know, pass the word, because I don't end up giving Nina and Brenda a reading. Y'all don't, if you don't get up to the ninth caller. So call in. You know I'm good, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay. Then Monday is LNB Empowerment at New Time. Write it down, folks, 7 p.m., New Time. And the discussion is about, Nina?
Illuminating the Man Cave. This is part two of a three-part series, and we are going to be talking about how men empower themselves. Our first part was about us ladies. The second part is about the men. And the third part will be about romance. But anyways, we have got some very special guests going to be on the show. There is going to be Gaetano, who is Brenda's sweetie, and two of Brenda's brothers, Mark and David. For those
Mark
of you
Berry
that don't know, Mark Berry is Brenda's brother and an actor in Hollywood. He has done several movies and quite a few TV shows so far this year. So stay tuned. It's going to be a very lively show.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see, can I get a couple more guys to call in, too? It ought to be
interesting. Yeah, it should be very interesting.
I'm going to tell them. It's 6 p.m. Okay, and then Then on Tuesday is Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 Eastern. That's the one we just talked about, right? No.
No, that was LNB.
No, the empowerment, yeah. Okay, yeah. So I don't know what Brenda's show is about Tuesday.
I can't remember right now, and my computer is being stubborn and won't let me flick back.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Well, anyway, be sure and tune in. Brenda is always working with you to bring your best out of you forward. Whatever that is, spiritually, mentally, and physically, but she wants to bring the best out of you. So that's what Bring Your Own Brilliance is, your brilliance in yourself as well. And she does a pretty good job about it. Okay, and then we come back to my show on Wednesday in the studio with Linus at 7 p.m. Next week's hot topic, I don't know, because I tell you, it's always what's up in the news that's very popular that we talk about. So we'll just see, unless there's something that's real good, and that's what we're going to talk about for the whole hour. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us today on In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And I thank Nina for being my host today, as well as the moderator in the chat room. And I also thank the caller who was in just to listen, and that's fine. We still love you. Okay, so remember, tomorrow, tune in at 6 p.m. now for Filmcology with Brenda. Okay, and we'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same date. All right. Say good night, Nina.
Good night. Good night, Nina.
Good night, Nina.
Good night, Lana.